Well, some would say he's the best running back in the game ever today. He's fantastic. You know, it's hard to imagine someone being able to eclipse some of the things he's already done, his short career, his 7-year career. So he's a great player, and there's more to come.
The MVP is coming up on Game Plan very shortly. Leslie, with the Baltimore Ravens offense, it seems they like to throw the ball a fair amount. Statistically, it's only 54%, mm-hmm. but it seems like they throw it and try to get explosive the majority of the game.
Yeah, they take a lot of shots down the field. I don't think we'll play anybody that takes more shots down the field than they do. And, of course, they've got a very good quarterback and an excellent wide receiver in Torrey Smith and Joe Flacco, who do a terrific job. But they're looking for the big plays.
We have a question for head coach Leslie Frazier. Weekly on Vikings Game Plan, you can go to the media vault at Vikings.com, submit a question. Maybe the head coach will answer yours. This is from @AnnieAndBob. Leslie, returners like Jacoby Jones and Cordarrelle Patterson, what makes them so good?
Well, first of all, those guys are extremely fast. I mean, they can outrun most guys on their teams and around this league. And then when they get to football, they're like running backs in a lot of ways. But what separates those returners versus some other returners in our league, the vision. They both have terrific vision. They're able to see things and make cuts that most returners can't make. So combine the speed, the vision, and their running ability, that makes them unique.
Defensive tackle Haloti Ngata wears number 92, one of the better defensive players in the NFL. We're going to see some film on him later with Pete Bursich. Haloti Ngata. Does their defense start and stop with him?
Without question. I mean, he is one of the best nose tackles in the National Football League, and they play him a lot in that zero nose where he's lined up over your center. This week, our center, John Sullivan, and he gets a stalemate, and then he gets off him, and he makes a tackle for a loss. I mean, he's a tough guy to move.
Vikings beat Leslie's former team as a player, the Chicago Bears, in overtime at Mall of America Field. Let's look at some exclusive film.
Paul, let's take a look at some clips from our game against the Chicago Bears on this past Sunday. Here we are in a 4th-and-1. We're down 10 in the fourth quarter, 9 minutes to go. You know, we got a choice. We can kick a field goal to bring us within a touchdown, or we can say, you know what, we got to try to get 7 out of this drive. And, you know, if we don't convert here on 4th-and-1, in all likelihood, the game is probably over. It's going to be tough at this point. So we decided to go for it, and one of the reasons, we've got the greatest running back to play this game in Adrian Peterson. And this run actually, it puts him over the 10,000-yard mark.
9 in the box, too.
9 in the box, which is consistent with what we see most of the time. And he does a terrific job, and you'll see it from the end zone copy, of being able to find a hole and, of course, breaking tackles, which is something he's terrific at doing. Just a great run. Take a look at the block here by our backside guard, Charlie Johnson, does a good job of just taking what he gets, and that allows Julius Peppers to have to leap over a block. Adrian, great vision. This play is actually designed to come right off of John Carlson's tail. But Adrian, with his great vision, sees the cutback lane and turns what should be maybe a 3 or 4 yard gain into a big play. Great run, great finish by Adrian. The best in the business, without question. Great run. And here we are in a clutch situation on 4th-and-11, 2017. We're down. Really, I mean, this is what the game comes down to. It's about 2 minutes left in the game. We decide to go on the quick. You can see the Bears' defense. They're not ready yet. They're not anticipating what we're doing. Great job by Matt finding Jerome Simpson on a dig route. Great catch, great route, good protection, very good job of disguising what we're trying to get done. Great execution by our offense.
Look at 50, James Anderson. He comes untouched on a blitz, but he's pointing for somebody to get somebody. Yes. He was so off guard.
Yes. It worked out perfect for us. Great execution by our offense and our players. Just a terrific job all the way around. Here we are in overtime, 3rd-and-11. The Bears are only about 8-9 yards from getting in field goal range, so this is a huge third down play in overtime. If they convert this, in all likelihood, that's going to put them a little bit closer. We'll put them closer to finishing the game. So we need a big play out of our defense. We're playing zone coverage, and now one of our big play guys comes up with a great play, Jared Allen. Terrific job of coming in and getting a sack. Really, it's a 3-man rush. He wins on the tackle, spins back to the quarterback, and creates a big play for our defense. Almost end up getting a turnover out of it as well. Huge play.